on.
The following program may contain strong vulgar language, inappropriate hand gestures, but this is radio, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Sitting in a different location.
About 2 weeks of backstories.
Yeah, we got a bunch of stories here.
2-year-old heroin dealers.
Upcoming shows, spoilers.
Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers of all kinds.
Free St. Patrick's Day drinking.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, that's soon.
Host Alfred's birthday drinking.
Oh, my God, yes.
Alfred lives.
And our opinions are only our opinions of the show. It does not reflect the opinions for More Like Radio. Even though it probably should, some of them.
And if you got to sue us, just sue merch.
Yeah. All right, that's good enough. Fuck it. All right, Elvis. Let's hit the shit. Let's do this.
Hello and welcome to the Elvis and Alfred Show. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson.
And I'm Bill.
And together we form the Elvis and Alfred Show.
Yard.
Actually, a full show.
Yeah, spur of the moment went at that.
Yeah. We didn't even think it was going to happen, to be honest with you. I thought the recording gear was at your house, Elvis, and that you were working tonight.
Oh.
And then
I just thought,
Bill.
I thought yesterday you guys were all at the Dropkick Murphy show, so I fucking was like, oh, I guess we're not recording.
Nope, yeah. That was just me.
So then little by little, we're like, all right, well, it looks like we're doing the show.
The best was about to text Jameson to see if he wanted to go drinking.
Well, yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely.
So here we are. It's a Wednesday here.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah, we haven't done a Wednesday in a while.
Which is weird because it's almost live because this show's going up tomorrow, right?
Yes. Maybe, or next week.
It depends.
I'm going to try to burn it up tonight. I'm going to try to edit it at the bar, actually, after.
Oh, yeah.
So nobody fuck up, okay?
Right.
How do we fuck up?
Just don't. This isn't a beer field. We can curse, so it's fine. You don't have to worry about editing like that.
Yeah. I'm going to do a fast edit. I'm going to do an Elvis edit.
Yep.
I'm just going to talk about everyone.
Just kill the dead spots. That's it.
I'm just going to talk about everyone's careers for the next 2 hours.
I'm not even going to level anything.
Well, we got pretty good levels right now, so we'll see how it sounds after.
So he says.
Yeah.
So he says. Until you actually hear it.
I guess I should have did it.
Maybe. I'll take the Pepsi challenge on that one. Don't you worry on that.
It filters all our mics down at the other end.
Son of a bitch.
I'd be like, so whose show is this now?
Our lowest rating.
Doesn't matter.
My fried sticks. I'm going to get them.
Uh-oh. Go, run.
Hey, we already lost Alfred.
So now that the penny serves food, we have more distractions. Yeah.
So how was Alfred's birthday this past month?
It was good.
I wasn't here.
He got fucking wrecked.
He said he was pretty good.
For pretty good, he was holding a fucking... He's like, let me hold my stirrers to count how many drinks I had. And before he lost all of them, he had like 8. And then he had a few more. Yeah, he was drunk. He had to drive. Yeah. We got him a ride. We were good.
Yeah.
Well, you end up at Little Vinny's, so that's a good birthday.
That was hilarious, because that's all I saw.
I thought he ended up at Little Vinny's. I was like, what the fuck? He got in his car and drove to Little Vinny's.
I was at work at like 5 a.m., like... Also, I see that on Instagram. Like, here's my post-birthday Little Vinny's. And I was like, oh, I guess someone drove to Little Vinny's. And he posts up, you fucking drove to Little Vinny's?
My brother picked up a pie before he...
Oh, all right. I was going to say, how the fuck did you get Little Vinny's? Because they don't deliver.
Time traveled.
Yeah. But,
And then I went on a tirade because I hashtag NY pizza.
Yeah.
And I looked through other people's...
and you saw how bad they were?
Oh, my God, yeah. I saw so many from, like, Vegas, Minnesota, like, oh, my God, this is, like, the best New York pizza. I'm like, no. No. It's not happening. Like, you are eating Elio's cardboard that probably came out of an Olive Garden.
You should have gotten on Skype and challenged everyone to the pizza challenge, like, while you were fucking shit-faced.
I've been to two different places outside of New York that claimed they had New York pizza. One of them was New Orleans. And I literally tasted like ketchup and like cheddar cheese. I took the slice and I slapped it on the ground. I'm like, this is not New York pizza.
That's his move. That's his patented Jar Jar Binks move.
I know.
Just wasted off of fucking hand grenades and shit. Yeah.
Dude, straight grain alcohol.
In Florida, they have, in Orlando, where I went to school, they had a place called Lazy Moon Pizza that's open till like 3 a.m., which is like... Little Vinny's being open till 4 up here, so that's where everyone goes. Everyone's like, oh, it's the best pizza down here. It's New York style. Roll my fucking eyes. I'm like, all right, let's do this. We go there. We order a pie. with pepperoni as a topping. Brings out the fucking pie, and all I see is cheese. I'm like, oh, we ordered pepperoni. She's like, it is pepperoni. I'm like, where the fuck is it? She's like, under the cheese. I'm like, it's a fucking topping. It goes on fucking top of everything. I'm like, already, like, I don't want to eat this shit. I'm done. Fucking take a bite into it. I hate really sweet pizza sauce. I cannot deal with that. This, I felt like I was eating just, like, sugar. Like, it was, like, from fucking Disney World. They were trying to hop me up to go on rides.
Like, they opened up a bottle of fucking, like, ragu and put it over.
Yeah, it's just fucking terrible.
You like the ragu? It's right from... It's just how Mama used to make it in Louisiana.
Well, that is how my mom used to make it. Just fuck it. Fuck you, kids. That's what you're getting.
Ragu on bread.
Yeah.
That's how I made my freaking, my bagel pizza.
Oh, it's different. It's bagel pizza. That's what ragu is made for.
Then I went to a Vegas. The same deal. They're claiming, like, it's fucking New York style. You like this shit. I'm like, all right, you're from New York. You'll taste it. Same deal.
Threw it on the floor?
Yeah.
That one, too.
No!
My friend's from New York, who've lived in Vegas for like 8, 9, 10 years now. We go to his house off the strip. He's like, oh, yeah, we're going to... It's like nice day out, so I'm assuming we're going to barbecue. His wife comes back with three pies that says Manhattan-style pizza on it. As soon as he opened it, it didn't even look like pizza. I was like, Dan, you are a horrible, horrible person.
Basically, anytime...
You're feeding your New York friends, not even imitation New York pizza, imitation pizza.
Basically, anytime someone says New York-style anything... Like, when I first moved to Florida, it had New York-style Chinese food. First of all, I didn't know there was a style of Chinese food that was New York-style. But anytime...
Yeah, apparently we have one.
Yeah.
Cat?
Yeah, I was going to say, they have different cats. They use gators down there.
Yeah.
That might taste better, actually.
Yes, yeah, so in some places.
Some gators delicious.
Well, I know is if it says New York-style in front of it, it's crap. Like, it's like you go and buy New York-style bagels that are, like, in the bread aisle.
All right, you guys are listening, other states.
You guys are assholes.
Hashtag at Al takes picture. Hashtag NYP.
Stop trying to imitate New York style and have your own style.
Oh,
yeah. At least Chicago has their own shit.
I like it.
It's a casserole.
I like
it. It's
I
pizza
like
casserole.
It's like Pizza Hut.
Yeah, it'd be like a pound of dough, you know, for your slice.
Dude,
right.
So much cheese. Holy shit.
Dude,
I love it.
Did you go to that Pizza Uno?
I forgot where we went, but it was amazing.
They used to have one of those Pizzeria Uno's fucking by the Smith Haven Mall.
Yeah, it didn't do well.
I don't know. I never went there.
Did Sbarro's go out of business at the mall, too?
Not the one in the Smith Haven Mall, but the one in, I think, Huntington, which, go figure.
No, that's the corporate offices. That's the corporate kitchen, like the test kitchen.
Oh, then what? Then maybe it wasn't that. Oh, no, Massapequa, maybe?
I don't know.
Who
I can go in there. My job's around there, so.
They should just close up all the Sbarro's.
They did.
Good.
They're still in the city. Nothing drives me nuts more than people like, dude, I'm in the city. I'm like, cool, I'll come in there. Like, all right, I'm like, where are you? Like, oh, meet me at Sbarro's. I'm like, you're not eating there, are you? They're like, yeah, we want New York pizza. I'm like, I'm going to murder you.
And that's when you just laugh. No, the pizza wasn't that good. Yes, because you went to the mall.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know why you got so mad in Florida over pizza. This was shit. I'm like, yeah.
Because you had the same pizza we had in Florida in New York. That was Florida-style pizza.
Yeah.
So that'll do the food portion of the show.
You're not done eating.
Oh, yeah, we got one more. We're cooking up one more.
James has got a fucking basket full of fucking cheese fries over there.
Hell yeah, I do.
For a while.
Speaking Hell yeah,
cheese,
I do.
You got the hookup on those, I think.
I've been shot all day. I've been trying to recover from my birthday.
Still?
Yeah.
Well, you had a good weekend, was it? Friday night, we drank a shitload, too.
Yeah.
What was Friday?
We were drinking at girl Kate's house.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Archie fucking became the mannequin.
Archie was the best prop ever. That picture with Alfred, Jimmy, Roger.
Oh, Josh.
Everybody does fun stuff when I'm working.
The Rock'em Sock'em
Welcome
robot.
To my world, asshole. It's the first time it happened when I wasn't at work.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Alfred could barely get off the ground at some points.
My friends woke me up around like 4 p.m.
For his birthday drink.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you want to go out for your drinking? Like, I'm like, I just woke up, man. It's like, well, you gotta go out, man. We got all my friends are coming out. They never hang out, like, all together
right.
at once.
Yeah, it was like an old school Butcher Boys reunion.
So fucking, yeah, we were here. Came here again.
And what was this, Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah. Fuck, I missed everything.
Well, it was crazy. Oh, well. Yep, and then I got hammered. Sunday, I had to come here for Walking Dead.
Did you get hammered?
Got hammered.
Okay. And then Monday was your birthday.
Monday was my birthday.
We picked him up and got him hammered.
Yeah. Got hammered.
Yeah.
What did you do yesterday?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, you didn't get hammered?
Nope.
Sat at home.
It's a recovery day. That's why he's on his second one.
Yeah.
That's why he's just eating fried food right now.
Yeah.
He's already got one whiskey in the clip, though.
I did come here.
True, yeah. I got that right in my hands here, everyone. Yeah. There's one empty one and a full one right next to me.
He's actually on his second whiskey.
Ah, so it is St. Patrick's Day weekend here.
Yes.
Now you're Irish, right?
Come on. Well, liver is.
He's from South Ireland.
Yeah. Okay. The southern tip. The sunnier side. But we're going to have our Bayport Stable Parade here.
Bayport Blue Point. Stable Bayport Blue Point for some reason. You're from this area-ish.
Yeah.
Do they have a parade or no, Sable?
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
They just have the gay pride parade. That's it.
Maybe.
Pretty much.
They might do something with Bohemia and West Sable. I don't know, though. I don't think so.
I think they just are included in the Bayport Blue Point.
Well, if you're an arsonist, then Patchogue has the Bayport Blue Point Stableville area, every fire truck in the area will be at this parade. So have fun.
So no gas explosions on Long Island, please.
Gas explosions, my ass.
But Patchogue has their parade on the 30th, which is weird.
It used to be like April 12th.
Well, Saturday's the East Hampton parade or something.
I thought they had
too.
That a week no. afterwards.
Oh, West Hampton.
No, I was going to say, yeah.
That's Montauk, right?
Yeah, Montauk and... Yeah, Montauk is the Saturday after, and West Hampton's the Saturday before.
Yeah.
The West Hampton was a lot of fun, actually.
I put shit there. I just don't know if I'm doing it this year.
Apparently, here in the New York area, we love our St. Patrick's Day. We got parades every week.
Yeah.
From, like, February until April.
We're not allowed
to get drunk every weekend and wear green.
Well, that's what happens to your volunteer fire department.
Listen, we have the Puerto Rican Day Parade. We have the West Indian Day Parade. We're not allowed to have a White People Day Parade. So we just say Patrick's Day every day of the month.
Well, we're coming at...
White Power.
We're coming at a Black History Month, so it takes another fucking month of drinking to forget about it.
And what's a better month than Women's History Month to celebrate the Irish and their women-beating ways?
Wait, it's Women's History Month?
Yeah, March.
Is that a new one?
Yeah, it's been like that for a while.
Oh.
But they get their own day.
They own month. They don't get a day.
Oh, month, yeah. Shit.
It's a longer one.
Interesting.
We will be in the parade this year.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. Parades.
So look out for the float for the Halfpenny Pub.
Roger build his little project podium?
He said he is. It's going to be like the 6-foot, 7-foot Guinness glass, apparently. I don't know how that's going to work.
They're not doing the keg, though. They decided against it.
Yeah.
They signaled us out in the press.
They circled on the paper.
Yeah, the paper. It's behind the bar. It's from, like, the Chamber of Commerce. It says, no drinking or booze allowed.
Like, and it's circled in, like, bright green. It was hysterical.
I mean, I probably won't be drinking that early to begin with, but.
We're going to be.
Last year. And
Nikolai said he's filling up the coolers, so we're just going to use them as benches. We're just going to fill up. Red cups.
Yeah. Red Solo cup.
Maybe we shouldn't go with the red Solo cups. Maybe we should
I don't
go
think
with
we should all get
blue
like
or
Starbucks green. Cups.
Yes. Yeah, just like so. At least it's a little inconspicuous.
Yeah. We're all just drinking coffee.
Let's go to Restaurant Depot and pick up a sleeve of fucking 16-ounce cups. The fucking
you probably have it in there, right?
What?
Yeah, you can probably go to Restaurant Depot, right?
Oh yeah, I got a card.
Yeah, I got a card too. I got Butcher Boy's card still.
Nice.
That might
not be valid anymore. I know they changed their system. I don't know how long ago it is, but
no, they still have an account there.
Yeah, I know, but they changed over their membership cards to something different. So I don't know. It might work.
Just go get a day pass.
Wow, it sounds so much different from. We're actually recording from a different spot for the bar this time, and like we don't have a speaker of crappy music playing, so I feel like we're not doing a real show right now.
It's kind of muted, you know.
Yeah, it's.
You still hear it, but...
Yeah. You know what? It's not quite as dead as O'Brien's, but not quite as loud as under the speaker. Like, you can't hear people dying in the background. Archie! You make a hell of a table.
Hell of a table? Hell of a fucking drunk prop. At least he wore a riot helmet, so...
he wore a fucking Glenn helmet so he didn't get fucking eaten by zombies?
Yeah.
Alright, let's see. Some shitty music in the background for us.
Oh, there we go. Now I feel like we're doing a show.
Here we go. This is about the worst song I could think of that was easily accessible here.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's the song I always bolt and roll. You know you
got everybody looking. yes. Welcome back to the Elvis and Alfred
show
here.
Now it makes more sense.
All right, I quit.
That's all we had to do. And I'll do what everyone... I'll play the other crap.
All you had to do was be like, Jameson, stay in bed. Gladly.
What are you doing? Nothing? Want to go drinking? Sure. Just kidding. We're doing the show.
Yep. Way to trick me.
No, see.
And I'll finish the trifecta.
Oh, yeah. That's my jam.
Nope.
How you doing, baby?
We'll be breaking some waterfalls, bitches.
Breaking some waterfalls? All right,
that's enough of that crap.
So what else do we have going on besides the parade? Oh, you're DJing.
Yeah, Friday night, I might be DJing depending on how many people are here. I'm just going to set up.
So tomorrow.
Yes.
Come down and so Elvis has to do work. Oh, you can point and laugh at him.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll be the one wearing green.
Just request anything you want. He'll play it.
And then Alfred will probably yell at you.
I'm trying not to come here until Sunday.
I'm saying.
You know?
Saturday is the warm-up party, which is Nikolai and Remy and me DJing. Then Sunday, like, you know, 3 hours after that ends, the parade starts.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to stop playing at 2 o'clock in the morning before I can get, like, 3 hours of sleep, 4 hours of sleep.
I actually have to work Friday and Saturday this week. So Sunday, yeah. What time are we coming here? 7:30?
7:30, 8 o'clock.
I thought he said, like, 9:30.
Fuck you guys.
Well, anywhere between, we have to line up. We have to start being on that float and ready to go at the school, like, at 10. Parade starts, like, 11 or noon. No, at 11. So we definitely have to be here.
Well, I'll ask Nikolai tomorrow.
7:30, 8 o'clock. Because then we're going to leave there. We're going to have to probably start, like, same thing like last year. Start lining up around 10 o'clock.
We'll have to start setting up the float with the flatbed with a bunch of drunk people on it.
Well, you said we got a better float this year.
I hope so.
Whatever. I know is I need to get a couple hours sleep, so let me know what time we have to be there.
I'll keep waking you up. I'll keep trying to put it that way.
Yeah, if he doesn't wake up, he does not wake up.
That's because he shuts his phone off like a smart person.
That's what I do, too.
I do.
I've gotten to that. I realized that my alarm clock will go off if I put it on complete silent. My iPhone wouldn't, like, I could never do that. It would always fucking turn back basket. On. So now I can fucking sleep in peace and not be woken up. It's nice.
Yeah, I never have my phone on if I'm sleeping.
Well, that's because people are trying to track you down.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're going to come visit you tomorrow anyway.
Whatever.
You just wave to them. Hey.
Let the dog bark at him.
So what, we got like, what, 2-3 weeks worth of stories that we didn't fucking get to at all?
Yeah, at least.
We got a lot.
I mean, I know I've been busy at work doing nothing but putting up stories. There's a shit ton there.
Where's this werewolf enthusiast thing? This looks great.
Yeah. Did you see the picture? That's right there. Do you see the fucking picture of this guy?
White girls are stupid.
Yeah, it's true.
Guy was fucking 44.
This is Ohio, I mean, so he didn't kidnap them. This is from the Daily. The best. This is from Britain.
Yeah, why is Britain getting the scoop on this? Like,
we don't report We don't report anything but like celebrity gossip in this country. So
yeah, it's bullshit.
Sucks.
He looks like Jeff Hardy.
Black Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. So, go ahead. Explain to people what happened here.
Okay. I just like how they have bullet points on top of this one too.
Where's it coming from?
This is the Daily Mail in Great Britain.
Okay.
So is the Daily Mail a real thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like
Enquirer now.
Yeah. Okay.
Mail UK.
Okay.
That's the Sun, isn't it, over there?
Werewolf enthusiast, 44, groomed 14-year-old girl for sex and went on the run after recruiting teens online to join his fantasy weapons game.
Mm-hmm.
44-year-old Mark Edwards is a legend of group 14-year-old in Ohio after convincing her online to join his Slayer Covenant. First of all, that just sounds awesome, though.
A Slayer Covenant?
Yes.
Raided blood!
Edwards, who goes by the alias... Alfred, you want to help on this one?
Nagamishi-shiro?
Shiro, I get.
Nagamishi-shiro?
Nagamishi?
Okay, I was just...
Nagamishi?
Let's just call him Shiro. Pictured in werewolf outfit, along with dressed up girls role playing sword fights in the woods.
Fucking
Edwards,
Mark.
Who is fucking married, also pictured appearing to feast on raw animal carcasses. The alleged victim's mother describes Edwards' hold over her daughter has cult like brainwashing. He is facing charges of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, interference with custody, fleeing and eluding and violating a protection order.
Man, LARP is fucked up.
This guy took LARP to the next fucking level.
Yeah.
Dude, and the thing is, like, if you
grab like 14-year-old whore.
We're going to see this guy at Broadway over near the softball fields.
Oh, with the bicycle joust?
Yeah.
Dude, the best is if you see this guy without his werewolf shit on, like you look at him, you're like, oh, this guy's probably not creepy.
That is werewolf shit.
And then he's fucking in this werewolf shit with fake fangs with like a fucking raw rabbit leg hanging out of his mouth. AR-15.
So that's Ohio, huh?
That's what they do in Ohio.
Well, it is Ohio, so can you really blame the guy?
You see him with his guns?
Yes.
What the fuck is
keep going down. You
I don't know, man. He's kind of creepy looking.
Yeah, I know, right?
And even without the makeup.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't think he was...
You see photos of him like...
He looks a little rapey.
On fucking shit. Like, chewing on animals.
The best is scroll all the way down. He might be shorter than Jay. Like, if you get him one, he's got he was handcuffed in police custody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, he's a tiny man.
Yeah, like, the pictures
fucking
up there...
short
you,
people.
You look at the 14-year-olds, and, you know, he looks normal size, and... No.
Yeah. Actually, let's see, where's it? Yeah, next to the actually, no, he's shorter than the girls, too, in that one photo.
So what's he getting busted on?
Sexual misconduct.
Oh, like he actually, like, fucked these girls?
Yeah, well, I guess so. Yeah, unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, which would be statutory rape here in New York.
Yeah.
Interference with custody, which I think would be, like, kidnapping here. I don't think we have a interference with custody. It's like a parental thing here.
Yeah.
And fleeing and eluding and violating a protection order. That's just violation of protection order in New York. Which just means, at the first time, at the very least, you go for... You're supposed to technically go up to a year in jail. You do it twice, especially with all this shit on. He's looking like 10, 15, 30 years in jail.
Well, I mean...
But it's Ohio, so you can kidnap people there, correct?
Well, he compared his group to a Jedi Order for training young slayers and to show remarkable powers and recruiting new slayers. It's completely legit, man.
Time to update the internet dating profile.
What the fuck?
That's what you're going up there wrong, everyone. If you have an internet dating profile, say you have a covenant.
Yeah. Say you have a Jedi Order-like group that you would like people to join, and then we'll never see fits again.
Yeah, I was going to say, bye-bye, Jay.
But, yeah, no, so that's what they do in Ohio besides, you know, watching corn grow.
And burn whatever leftover LeBron James.
There's a video on there. Did you play the video?
Ohio? And corn? Isn't that Iowa? Is that Iowa, dude?
Iowa's
corn.
Oh, is it?
Idaho's potato.
Oh, okay.
Ohio is...
werewolves?
LARPing. I don't know.
LARPing with...
The thing about monsters is you never know where they're hiding.
This is his video.
Remember when you were young?
The thing about rapists is... You never know where they're hiding.
He's got, like, closet.
Whoa!
He's got, like, under your
bed. What'd you do?
Need a step stool, buddy.
And he told you... It's all in your imagination.
This is his,
it
like...
It doesn't exist.
It's recruitment video?
Yes. Yeah.
I tried to tell my parents the same thing.
Dude, he sounds like he's trying to talk with the fake Dracula teeth in his...
They gave me a hatchet and a spear.
He's got the ski mask.
You're 50 years old.
44.
Before he gets you.
Jesus Christ. If you're like 44 years old and you're playing like LARP and recruiting like 14-year-old girls... You might want to reevaluate your life.
What do you think this guy's going to be doing at the pillow fight when he's 44 years old in the city?
Having a heart attack? He's like, he's not going to live to 44.
He's like, what's that, what, next year?
The doctor tells Jay not to do something again, so he's like, Jay, you have to stop eating fried food. He orders like double what you guys is doing.
Well, you eat double it cancels it out, right?
Two wrongs make it right. You are correct.
Before we get into another story, why don't we play a song? Jameson's got a bunch of...
Yeah, we'll do some we'll do some throwbacks and shit. We're gonna do a little fucking Nightmare of You to start it off. We haven't played them. I don't think ever. Such a dick.
Why, who is it?
Nightmare of You. And we're gonna do Dear Scene, I Wish I Was Deaf. Like Elvis.
You were one step behind in that dismal school of mine. Instead of books on students' desks, but we were so charming. The future was alarming, but now don't you go look so proud. Yes, guess who's laughing now? And we've learned that life is one big game, where the winners are all getting paid. So stop dragging your feet behind. You can't live with the folks all your life. So I'm not just make me sick. So clap your hands, don't start to dance. Don't let them know that you're a fan. You're living in Manhattan. Where you're really from, have you forgotten? Could you maybe play your music loud, but it's drowned out by your mouth.
That was Nightmare of You with Dear Scene, I Wish I Was Deaf, off of their self-titled album, Nightmare of You.
Apparently, I doesn't like it so much.
Nope.
Probably because, you know.
It's good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they probably play more than three chords.
You guys are entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine.
Your opinions suck.
And that's Alfred's opinion.
Yep. That's fine.
That's the opinion of morelikeradio.com.
I was like, well, you like that kind of like European 80s pop synth. I'm like, you mean like just music, man? I'm like, I'm afraid of music.
I don't like 80s music
in
general.
If you just start throwing out genres out there, eventually you'll hit something. You know, throwing up shit against the wall, something sticks.
I just said Morrissey liked stuff. He added all that other shit.
You don't like Morrissey?
No.
He doesn't like music, man. He just likes punk. That's it.
Punk,
three chords.
Punk, hardcore, metal.
I'm like, oh, don't stray too
classic
far,
rock,
buddy.
Rockabilly. I like enough shit.
You don't. You like punk. That is it, man. I've seen your music collection.
Well, we'll play some more punk throughout the show.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make up for it.
It's not the whole point of the show.
It was originally.
I thought the whole point of the show was to get free drinks out of Jay.
No, that doesn't happen anyway.
Oh. We're not good at it then.
No. We suck at this.
We kept on drinking all of our alcohol every week. So we were like, I was like, let's just do it at the bar. I'm like, oh,
why,
all right.
Why don't we drink their alcohol?
Yeah. To the source.
And here we are.
Yep.
So is anyone surprised that Ellen fucking selfie thing was a product placement?
No.
The what?
That selfie that Ellen from the fucking Oscars.
Oh, for the phone?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know that as soon as she popped out that fucking
She's
phone?
She's like, look at this gigantic phone I'm holding perfectly for you all to see.
Hey.
She broke the internet, though.
Yeah, they broke the internet.
Good for her.
Well, they broke Twitter.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence and her got together, and they're like, we could break the whole internet. Imagine if we just started showing boobs. I'm like, Jennifer Lawrence showing her boobs? Yeah, that would break the internet.
I think Ellen might mitigate that.
Well, who's looking at that?
I am.
I don't know. Maybe she's got some hidden talent under there.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah? Underneath her suit. And her like fucking dyke cut.
And her sports bra duct tape down.
Well, apparently...
a little like a Boys Don't Cry bra on. That we're talking about.
Apparently, Ellen's an iPhone user, and they had to like give her a tutorial on how to use a Samsung Galaxy.
Which is why. What's his name? Had to do it instead?
Yeah, probably.
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, just give me it. I'll fucking take the picture.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he did.
Oh, man. You know, yeah. I should have fucked around. Just put all our pieces in the background. As soon as I went up, see if we could break the internet with that one.
There's still time.
Nah, it's too late
now. It's too late now.
Joke's over. Please? Like, as soon as, like, that Mars landing, I did it, like,
yeah,
that second.
I don't get what you mean.
The first the images of the Mars landing, I took it, and then I put me and Elvis's face, like, As if we were walking on there.
Or just drinking on there.
Yeah,
actually.
We were drinking on the moon, on Mars.
You have life.
Like a second after it got uploaded to the internet.
How come you guys didn't Photoshop Jameson running away from the explosion in New York City today then?
Oh, that'd be funny.
Well, he could still do that one. There's still time on that one.
Yeah, I could do that.
You make a gif of the guy fucking moving some rubble and fucking Jameson pops up out of the rubble.
We're talking about the explosion here in Harlem that pretty much leveled out a whole entire building, right?
Two buildings.
I thought they were cooking up that wax shit, that concentrated form of marijuana.
That's safe.
I'm pretty sure it was a meth lab.
Yeah, I bet you.
I think it's Lex Luthor, Superman 1 real estate scam.
It just could be, where's John Leguizamo? Where's fucking batteries not included? It's probably rolling around there, making up more real estate than fucking.
We're going to find out the rest of those buildings of the block were owned by the same company, and those were the last two holdouts.
I feel like this is like the plot of an Eddie Murphy movie, like mid-90s.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, this is 80s and 90s movie plot completely. That's what we were brought up on, so that's where my mind goes there immediately.
Yeah, and then they said it's just a gas leak. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, gas leak my ass.
I love how half of them were like, I thought it was an earthquake. You're in New York City. When was the last time we had a fucking earthquake?
When I was working at Sony and I was fucking 37 stories up. The whole fucking building started shaking. We had like a fucking earthquake across Manhattan.
It wasn't an earthquake.
It was an earthquake.
It wasn't an earthquake.
That was Godzilla.
It was an earthquake.
Well, no, about what? 2 years ago we had one.
Dude, we don't have real earthquakes.
No, we did. I mean, it shook.
They are earthquakes. They're just... For people who live
New York City is on a fault line, but...
It's like embedded underneath so much layers of lime rock and shit.
And usually it originates like in Pennsylvania or something.
And rat
anyway.
Carcasses.
But about 2 years ago we got hit one. Like, I remember our whole office, like... People were sliding off their chairs and shit.
Yeah, that was like three years ago.
Yeah, my favorite part.
I had that on video.
I'm waking up. I must have been up for like 15 minutes. I'm drinking my water. I'm hungover as shit. All of a sudden, the room starts shaking. I'm like, wow, I drank too much. And then my dog's looking around like something. I'm like, oh, that wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, I woke up. We're like, did you hear the fucking earthquake? I'm like, no, we had an earthquake.
I was probably sleeping.
Yeah, we're all sleeping.
I had just got my morning milk, and I was like, God, I'm so hungover. And boom, I'm like, what the fuck?
I was upstairs at Sony's offices, and all of a sudden I'm like, doesn't it feel like it's moving?
Yeah,
and
that was definitely about 3 years ago.
Yeah, everyone's like, it feels like we're moving. We look outside, and we're looking, and we're like, going like this. We're like... What the fuck? Yeah. And then we hear there's an earthquake. I'm like, I'm going home. I'm done.
I'm driving to work. I see everybody outside. They're like, I mean, what the fuck's going on? A fire alarm or something?
That video was hilarious. You got to find that and post that again.
He's probably having a dream about like a vibrating bed.
Yeah.
Who's got another quarter?
Magic fingers.
So magic good. Fingers don't fail me now.
Oh, the life of alcoholism.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I went through an earthquake in Santa Monica, and I slept through that, too.
Yeah, when I was in L.A., apparently it was an earthquake. I slept through that one.
Apparently earthquakes just put me to sleep, apparently.
Well, it's like rocking a baby to sleep, you know? You're like, oh,
sleepy time.
I'll go down to the lobby. I see the same thing. People are like, oh, in the lobby, outside. I'm like, what the fuck is going on around here? So maybe, you didn't feel that earthquake? I was like, what the fuck is talking?
Maybe you drink so much that... It like balances out. You're like, nothing's moving right now. Everyone's falling all over the place. You're like, what's your problem?
I'm just picturing like a 4 o'clock in the morning earthquake here, like that level, where everyone's like, oh, I'm sober now. I can drive home.
Alpha's driving like a Jamiroquai video up on the wall. Fuck it. He's like, there's nothing wrong with this at all.
Yeah, so I think the consensus on it was an earthquake and a terrorist attack. I'm like, just because it happened in New York doesn't mean it's terrorism. I'm like, they're not bombing your Spanish church. Nobody cares about you and fucking Jesus Christ Day.
Piano.
A piano store. Yeah. Oh, my God. We should totally, oh, my goodness. We should totally blow up piano stores.
It was a hate crime against Elton John. Convinced.
Yeah. Now our message will be sent.
Every reporter's like, it reminded me of 9/11. There's nothing like 9/11.
You will screw with your piano sales.
Yeah, four people might have died.
Yes.
May have. They might be at the bar down the street.
Those were the four slackers that weren't at work, you fucking lazy fucks. That's four moochers off the system now.
Those four people who just got back from work and be overnight.
Yeah, right. Womp, womp.
Oh, so tired. So tired. I'm going to go to bed now.
Should have stayed for an extra round.
Was it up there? Was it like Spanish Harlem or was it like Harlem?
Yeah, no, Spanish Harlem.
Like, yeah, it was
113, 120.
I think 116th and Park, I think they said it was.
Yeah,
Spanish
Harlem.
That's why I'm saying that's a real estate scam.
Yeah, it's the Bill Clinton fucking remake section.
Oh, yeah, man. That's right.
Yeah.
He's up there. Bill Clinton did it.
Yep. There we go. Bill Clinton is real life Lex Luthor.
Why do we got to always blame the brothers? Why is it always the brothers in Harlem?
De Blasio and Clinton.
De Blasio, I think I fucking
myth bust.
De Blasio, you're going to school during a blizzard. We're getting rid of these fucking horses. I'm blowing up that goddamn Spanish church.
Fucking hate De Blasio.
He's got an agenda.
He really does.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
He really is. Fucking hate that guy.
Like, I disagree.
That's the Democrats' fault, really.
I disagree with his killing Bart policy, but I do agree with his killing Selma policy. Or is it Patty? I can't remember.
Something. One of them. The problem with that, it's like fucking, that's like 10 years ago on The Simpsons. I don't know.
No, dude, that's like, I just watched that episode. That's from like 18 years ago.
Yeah, oh, shit. That one's fucking back there.
I'm only up to season 6 right now. They're on season 25 right now.
It's been on for 25 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Just 4 years.
If Bart Simpson was like actually aged, he'd be our age.
Yep.
Yeah. He'd be doing a podcast.
Yeah, he'd be older than us. What was he, like 7 years old?
Hey, it's ladies' night. There's 3 of them here.
Where is he? How old is he supposed to be? 10?
No, no. It's second or fourth grade. Madness, that's
yes.
Right.
Midnight Madness.
Is it fourth grade?
Is he in Bart in fourth grade?
He's a fourth grader, yeah.
He's a fourth grader, so that's what? You're fucking...
9?
9 or 10.
Jesus. He'd be older than me.
Yeah, he'd be our age.
2 more years. And then
they calling it quits? I didn't even realize they announced that.
They actually were going to do it less, but they took all the voice actors took a pay cut.
To
but
keep it going.
They also got more interest on merchandise rights.
Gotcha. Krabappel's dead, so.
Yeah, well, they actually did a nice tribute to her this past weekend of the show.
Did they? I haven't watched it in probably 5 years.
The voice of Krabappel's dead?
Yeah. Marshall Wallace?
Yeah, what was I going to say? Yeah, no, they need to end the show so I can just buy the whole series on a box set. I'm not trying to collect fucking 25 seasons.
I'm on, like I said, I have to buy season 7 now because I just finished season 6.
Yeah, I'm not buying all those. I'll just buy a box set when it's all said and done.
Well, they're like $12 each right now on DVD.
Yeah, when they all come out, they'll release for like $800 and then I'll find it like on an Amazon Flash deal for like $150 and be like, deal.
But that show's going to be syndicated forever.
Yeah.
Way longer than Flintstones.
Well, they've been thinking about making their own channel a la like WWE Network.
Just Simpsons?
Like a Simpsons.
24-hour Simpsons?
Well, yeah. It would be internet-based though.
Oh.
Like you'd pay a subscription fee for it, but yeah, that's been in the talk for like 3 years now too, I want to say.
Yeah, I don't know if I like
that. If they were to play
every
Simpsons episode from like last year, this was statistics. If they were to play every single Simpsons episode back to back, will be at least 2 weeks long.
Nice.
You know? That's way too long for any show to have.
I just want to put that on Netflix and watch.
It's only 2 weeks? I feel like it's longer than that.
But I'm saying on a 24-hour period. Yeah.
So it's a half-hour show.
They're all about 23 minutes each.
So it's 48 episodes a day.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You probably get like 3 episodes an hour.
Yeah, just a little over an hour would be 3 episodes.
Oh, with no commercials, you're saying? Yeah. With no commercial breaks? That's what they're talking about? Okay.
I want to see the binge watching on Netflix of that. Where the fuck have you been?
That's when everyone shaves themselves completely clean. And you're not allowed to shave until you're done watching The Simpsons.
Nice.
I like that idea.
We all come in here in 2 weeks and we all look like ZZ Top except Alfred.
That's when you cheated. You shaved, no?
I had to. I had to walk to my computer to work. What?
This is 2 days right now.
I'm at one.
Dude.
That's it.
2, I think.
I made the mistake of going, man, I should clean up my beard.
Oh, then you went too far.
I went too short. I fucked it all up. It was coming in so good. It's coming off next week, I think, anyway, right after St. Patty's Day.
That's actually why I started
all
shaving.
Yep.
Yeah. One of those.
Shave your head, too, again?
No.
Pick it with a knife?
Never. Never again.
That was the creepiest photos ever.
I know.
Get that tattoo on your chest.
I was just telling that story the other night.
Did you shave your head?
I shaved my head with a butcher knife.
The photo.
That was here. I was here for it was here for your birthday. I was having that conversation. I forgot what we were talking about.
Was that on your Facebook? Was that way back in the MySpace days?
It was MySpace days, I believe, and I only had a couple on Facebook, like right after it started growing back in when I was at my friend's wedding.
Why'd you do it?
We drank. It was me and Keith.
Okay.
We'll say that. We left the bar. We went back to his place. Drank a case of beer, 2 bottles of wine, a bottle of Jameson, and then got into the absinthe.
Oh, that'll do it.
And A green fairy told me to fucking shave my head.
Shave your head?
So I went to the bathroom, and I shaved it with a buzzer. I was like, it's not short enough. I walked outside.
It's
like,
not short enough, Jameson. It's a little short.
Here's
a butter knife.
So I pull out a butcher knife. I go, is this sharp? And he
yes,
goes,
Jameson,
yeah.
Go for it.
So I went in the bathroom with regular soap, hand soap, lathered up my head, and shaved it with a fucking butcher knife.
That's it, Jameson. Keep going.
I found clean shaven Jameson.
I'll kill your neighbor.
Then I went to Pacho. I got thrown out of... Reese's.
Oh, Reese's 1900?
Yep. That's impressive. I got thrown out of there and then ended up at Brick House.
Okay.
Screaming at everybody in the place.
Your head probably like just still like little patches and like bleeding.
Bleeding, yeah. Bleeding from spots. Looking like a real skinhead. Probably screaming white power because I was hammered. Who the fuck knows?
Holy shit. That's a hell of a day.
So if you want to go out
did
drinking
you
with
Jameson. Did you just wake up the next morning you're like, I have no hair?
No.
Did you even know? Or were you like kind of semi-conscious?
I was semi-conscious.
You just knew when you woke up like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
So you walk outside and if it's summertime you're like, why? Why is my
text from my ex-girlfriend. She's like, I came to fucking see you and now we're done. That kind of shit. You're an asshole. I fucking hate you. Yeah, it sounds about right.
The craziest thing I ever did drink was just brought a bottle of ketchup to a strip club.
Best story ever.
I don't know.
All right, we'll tell the story now.
I think it has.
I
don't know.
You
don't
know. I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
This is about now, 8 years ago. I'm still working at Sports Authority.
Obviously, it's more. I think it was like 10 years ago.
10 now?
Yeah,
it's around then. And this is a time where, like, I could still drink in the afternoon and, like, don't give a fuck about what's going on for the next day or two. And I'm drinking fucking scotch at this point. It's a black label. And then my friend's like, oh, let's go to a bar. I'm like, all right. So go to Butcher Boy's. Me and my two friends.
Of course it starts at Butcher Boy.
And
that's
again,
where my story started, too.
Fucking nonstop. Just nonstop drinking. And I'm all of a sudden, I'm the guy who's like, yo, let's go to a strip club. Like, for some reason, like, at that point.
I just need to see titties.
Yeah, see some tits and ass.
And it was probably the worst strip club in the area, too.
Oh, it was.
Skin Games?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, I went to Skin Games. Holy shit.
So
that's
my friend said
10 years
no.
Ago.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I'm not doing it. So I'm at home. It's around like, not even like 10:30, 11 o'clock. I'm like, ah, fuck this. I'm making scrambled eggs. And then I'm just eating. I'm like, fuck this. I'm going by myself. And it just seemed like a good reason to bring a bottle of ketchup out of time. So I'm driving with a bottle of ketchup in my hand. And fucking, I go up to Skin Games. Now, Skin Games is not like choice of a fucking... If anything, it's like the Domino's of like the
that's
of the strip club.
It's like the Little Caesars.
I'd say it's the Papa John's.
Yeah, right. And it was just nasty and shit. Like, to a point where I rolled up in there with a bottle of ketchup, and the guy said, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, go right
ahead. He's some ID.
My
ketchup.
I don't remember
Heinz.
Anything. I just rolled up in there, and then at one point, I'm sitting down in a chair. I'm pouring ketchup on me. I'm pouring ketchup on the stripper. They're dancing on me. Then I had a fucking panoramic. I swear to God, I had like a panoramic view of like four pairs of tits. I'm pouring ketchup like this. I start marking the whole thing. I'm fucking like a whole entire like
oh
up and down.
I wish I had pictures of like just him with ketchup all over his face and chicks with ketchup all over their tits.
Yeah,
it would be amazing.
Looking like a little kid getting caught eating chocolate cake.
Like, just like a picture. Uh-huh.
What happened? Wasn't me.
Yeah. It was a shit show, man. I remember I come home and I'm sleeping on my bed, and then I wake up the next morning, same way, like semi-conscious.
Right.
But like for 30 seconds, I thought like I slept on like an X-Acto knife or something. There was just blood. I thought it was blood everywhere. I'm like, oh,
that's
no.
Actually what I'm debating. When you left,
he
I
had his
be
period.
The next guys that walked in and saw just fucking red everywhere.
Like, oh, my car had a ketchup stain like, on my roof, like up and down.
Because he comes to work and he shows us, thing. Come out to my car, look what happened to it.
I'm like, look at this ketchup stain.
Like, it's like a perfect line.
Yeah,
how does that even happen?
I guess I was squirting.
He probably had it on his hands and did like it's like blood spatter.
Yeah. And then like I tell my friends the next day, like I'm asking for like sympathy because I'm like, you won't believe the crazy shit I did. I can laugh about it now, but at the time I was kind of pissed off at myself.
You wasted know? All that ketchup?
Just in general. They're laughing at me. I'm like, oh, come on, man. It's not that funny. It's kind of fucked up.
Dude, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah. So to this day, like, if they're going to go to like a strip club, they're like,
grab the ketchup.
Yeah, you want to bring some A1 sauce this time or some mustard? I don't know, you crazy badger.
They said to bring condoms to the strip club, not condiments. You're not fucking strippers with a ketchup bottle. I'm sorry.
By the way, I have probably like a week after Jameson shaved his head off, all his hair off.
Is that the wedding picture?
Yeah, it's in front of.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at that double chin, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You look more like me in that photo.
Fuck. We could have passed as brothers probably at that point.
You also look much older in that photo than you do now.
Yeah, I know.
You look like you're 30.
I age well. I'm like a fine wine.
You're like a fine Asian.
He's going to age horribly in 1 year.
Fu Manchu. Fuck.
Don't say fine Asian to Jameson. All of a sudden, they'll try and hijack a computer and start looking up porn again. The porn hunt.
Better than Barrett.
Yeah, right. On that note, is it time for another song?
We could do another song.
At hour one?
We're at 45.
No, we'll keep going then.
Let's do this hilarious.
Want to do this one right here?
Let's do this hilarious story right here.
I'm buff on the stuff and the girls just can't get enough.
Is it Buff Bagwell?
Yeah, for those of you who remember, probably one of the worst wrestlers in all time history.
Whoa, he was the stuff. See?
Self-titled Buff the Stuff Bagwell. Bill, what's his new career?
He's a gigolo.
Buff Bagwell, male gigolo.
Just a gigolo wherever I go.
He's on that show? I was watching that.
Oh, he's on that show?
He's on the show. That's how everyone
found out about. That show is fantastic. But the
funny thing is, basically, it's an act.
he's really fucking these girls.
Yeah,
because
he can't wrestle anymore.
Well, he could never wrestle to begin with. Let's make that fair.
He snapped his neck and shit, too. Yeah. So he's like really beyond the point of doing all that.
If you watch WCW and at the end his career, WWF after the whole WWE after the whole invasion angle, he came out. He had one match, I think, in WWE against DDP, and it was like, who is this lumbering mass of idiocy falling around the ring?
Yeah, well, you know, painkillers and booze and.
Well, this is back in the era where the steroids were the big thing, so they.
The day that this story got posted. This girl that I met sends me this thing. She's like, do you watch wrestling? I was like, no, not really. She's like, oh, well, because I bought these Valentine's Day cards, so I wanted to send it to you. It's a Buff Bagwell one.
I
think you've got the stuff I need.
Apparently, that's $1,000 an hour. That's the stuff he needs.
Oh, yeah?
Something like that. But, like, I read the story, and, like, I read it. I'm like, he's a jiggle. I'm like, that was his, like, wrestling gimmick, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
Like, he, like, came out, like... I don't know. I wasn't overly surprised when I read it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, he's in Gigolo Season 5, Episode 6 at the very least. He's in an open relationship with his wife.
And meaning that she's like, go get a job, asshole.
Support me!
This is coming from TMZ. Legendary, I'm just going to get rid of that word. Former wrestler Buff Bagwell still trading on his latest image now as a gigolo. Bagwell. Who was in, eliminating words.
He was a force in the world champion wrestling.
Yeah, actually, they didn't say he was a positive force, so I can agree with that.
Well, he was up there with he was like a Steiner brother.
He was one of the Hogan's cronies, why.
He was like a warm queef.
he was a mid-carter at most. He's a premium gigolo, service targeting lonely and very possibly horny women, because that's what happens. Bagwell has appeared on the Showtime hit Gigolos, but he's not just doing it for the camera. He now works for Cowboys for Angels. It provides escort to actor companionship. Reading between the lines is highly permissible. The company charges a pretty penny for Bagwell services. $800 for 2 hours, $50 for 4 hours, and $3,000 for an overnight visit.
I totally overpriced him.
Wow, he's like a Craigslist hooker.
$3,000 for an overnight visit? Yeah. Can we just hire him to come here and fucking hang out with us? Hey, listen, just dance around the bar with your dick out for all the fucking bitches, and we're going
to throw shit at you.
Dance for me, monkey!
Dance, monkey! Beautiful buff monkey.
Let's just rent them for 2 hours.
That's it. Rent them for the show.
Rent them for 8 hours, just dancing to Careless Whisper. All right,
listen.
The whole time.
You have to do meat spins and choke slam people.
That is it.
At the end, I get hit with a steel chair.
A real one.
A real one. Yeah, not the WWF style ones. Legit steel.
Is that New York Beast killer?
He is their second most popular escort behind some guy named Nick Hawk. I don't know what it's in bold, but it's not. There's no link to who that guy is.
$25K a week.
Dude, you are a celebrity, air quotes, and you're the second favorite one.
So the other guy probably is not 40 years old, 50 years old.
The other guy's probably a fucking porn star with a huge dick.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, with a name like Nick Hawk, it kind of...
Because right now, the Buff Bagwell...
Now Bill's in the corner drooling.
He's like...
Oh, Hawk!
Like, like 1989, 1990 version, like 40-year-old, 50-year-old Ric Flair body type right now. This guy's got 5 more years till he gets the Ric Flair old man floppy tits.
Oh, man. That sucks. Right.
Then he'd be Buff stuffing his bra Bagwell.
It's a bro.
I can't believe he's still sporting that fucking 90s goatee, too.
And
that's his selling point.
You know and the fucking, like, Caesar haircut.
Yeah. What is that, Dan's mustache you're talking about?
No, this one.
No, Buff the stuff. He's got the flavor saver.
Yeah, he's got the handlebar one with the one little...
Oh, I thought he had the fucking...
No,
like the pencil-thin, like, Backstreet Boy guy. The one of them that could
Joey
grow.
Joey Fatone and...
Well, that's insane, right?
Fat one?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever, but maybe he might
have... You know, that guy, that band.
Yeah. Anyway,
you know too much about boy bands
because I know the difference between Backstreet Boys
and porn stars. Cops.
Bill's request: 98 degrees.
Wait, is there a story about 98 degrees?
No, I don't have any. We have to go to a song now. I'm assuming. So.
Oh, yeah, we go to a song.
You guys are fucking retarded.
Fuck you! You know I'd play with Mop anyway.
Got this.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna go with a Fat Record release. We have Smoke or Fire here with. That was Smoke of Fire with Speakeasy off of Prehistoric Knife Fight of Fat Records.
Stay tuned for hour two. Anything else, the Albert Show?
All right. You beat me to it, you prick.
Oh, I thought you were going to sniff end of that.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
See you.
Dicks.
Yeah.
Be back.
Sword of Omens, come to my hand. I, Lion-O, command it. Hi, this is Larry Kenny, the voice of Lion-O on the original Thundercats series, and you're listening to the Elvis and Alfred Show. Thundercats. Ho!
Yeah, it's wrong. Yes, welcome back. Hour two. That was Alfred Joe. That was Less Than Jake.
from paper and plastic.
What aisle is spoons and high flame lighters?
Aisle 7.
Oh, okay.
Fucking
parenting, man.
Honestly,
seems to be very difficult to do.
Well, I mean, it's hard. You gotta kid-proof your thing, you know, your house. You gotta make sure you got the electrical outlets covered up.
Hide your heroin. Now you have to hide your heroin.
You gotta hide your heroin. You don't put it in the kid's fucking jacket.
Yeah, I mean, just who does? Is there a book of rules or something I'm supposed to follow here? I don't understand. Like, who makes these rules?
Oh,
man.
Lord Jesus. Are you serious
here? It was news.
Oh, my Lord.
Are you serious here?
That was the most accidental video play ever.
Is it a shock? You see my face?
Mom, Shaniqua Bird is considering not sending her son, Makai, back
this
to
is the story.
School after police say a 2-year-old showed up there Monday. His coat
are you serious?
Stuffed with 48 packets of heroin.
How?
He's been passing it around. You don't know. It's limited as possibilities of what could happen.
According to police, the top
New Jersey
is being held responsible. 27-year-old Phillips Young was the one who dropped his son off at Michael's Energy Child Care.
That's
soon after,
Michael's Energy? They loaded the kid up on heroin?
They're doing it wrong.
Police.
Now, my daughter picks up something from the floor. She puts it in her mouth, thinking it's candy.
Bad parenting right there.
Thinking it's candy.
Children came in contact with the drugs, but
I think you should be able to speak proper English if you're going to have children.
This girl's kid is jumping all over the place.
More shocking than the discovery.
Maybe they need heroin.
Didn't tell them it happened.
It's pretty sad they didn't even get one phone call. Yeah. Let me know what's going on.
It's a preschool.
On.
They're getting paid $7 an hour.
I
they give a shit.
Thinking, trusting this place. I want my
as the rest of the work, y'all.
They're not going to notify me of a situation like that.
Does this place take
by the way, every single mother that has spoken is like 17 years old. I have the rights to know.
Young is now charged with endangering the welfare of a child. In Patterson, New Jersey, I'm Bryn Gingras.
Patterson,
News
all
right.
That kid is the most popular kid at his daycare center. That is from NBCNewYork.com.
He's like, what's up, bitches? Who wants to suck my dick? I got all this dope.
Kid's like, is it nap time yet? It will be.
Best nap time ever.
Fuck, man. 48, like, how do you even, I don't know. I don't know why you think that's a good hiding spot. They'll never search a kid's jacket for 48
packets
of heroin.
The cops were probably searching the neighborhood for someone else, knocked on the front door, and the guy was just like, shit, what do I do with my stuff? I can't flush it. I already owe that guy X amount of money. You know what? I'm going to put it in my fucking kid's jacket.
And then
forgot about it because he was on heroin.
Because he was on heroin. Oh, shit.
That's pretty good.
He's like, ah, what could go wrong?
Show and tell.
Yeah. You know he's walking
he's like,
around his apartment.
Listen, little nigga, you better get a job and stuff.
You don't come back with packets of heroin. You come back with green. You understand me?
You better sling that shit.
I'm giving you this pack and 20 points. You give me $4,000 a week. Now go to preschool. Get some fucking handy snacks.
This hefty shit better be gone by lunchtime or you're grounded.
I do like how the daycare center still had no official comment. Like I said, it's probably a bunch of like 20-year-olds making like $7 an hour.
Their comment is, that's not our kid.
My daughter sees something on the floor. She put it in her mouth thinking it's candy.
That's mama's candy. You don't touch that candy.
Said Dolce Ibanez.
Dolce.
Dolce. Yeah, their name is
Ibanez.
Dolce.
Ibanez.
My name
Ibanez.
Is Candy Guitar. Fuck.
You know the guy's walking around his apartment like, you know, I remember putting my heroin somewhere.
Where did I stuff that dope? Shit.
Alright, so let's see. I got the kid dressed. And I put him in the car. And the cop pulled me over. Oh.
What I don't get is, the oddest thing here is, on Long Island, this is like a white person thing, heroin. Apparently in Jersey, it's black and Hispanic.
Dude, heroin is an everyone problem.
No, but no, it's mostly white people on Island.
Well, it's because white people had the fucking money to buy the pills, and now they don't.
Yes.
Fucking black and Spanish are doing heroin the whole time.
Oh,
the
whole now they're back on crack because the white people have raised the prices of heroin.
Heroin isn't that expensive. Still.
Cheaper than weed.
White people are stupid. They'll spend a lot of money.
Well, yeah, well, white people are stupid. That's a given.
Well, that's because you got to tell them it's the Philip Seymour Hoffman fucking brand.
You guys like that movie with that guy? It's the shit he did.
You want to catch fire?
Can I kiss you on the mouth?
This is called the Katniss brand.
Can I just kiss you on the mouth?
I really like you.
Come on.
Can I just kiss you on the mouth? I like your bank deck.
Well, speaking of that, how about Johnny Carson? Nice segue, buddy.
Why would he do?
Well, apparently there's someone shopping.
What he did. This is what he has.
Someone shopping around a sex tape of Johnny Carson from the 70s.
He's got a hog?
And apparently he's been packing heat there.
No doubt. Good for him.
That's
is that how he got the job?
Ew.
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 Johnny Carson's kick.
Apparently it's his monologue.
Hey, here's Johnny.
Cock.
You think he did that when he opened the zipper?
He had Ed do it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was days before cell phones. I was going to say, he probably had this as his ringtone. But apparently the sources who have seen the tape, it appears to be one of his wives. It's unclear which one, because, you know, there was like 30 of them.
This is like, what, in the 70s?
Yeah, it's from the 70s.
Him and Larry King had a contest going.
He had like a real-to-real fucking camera rolling.
The first line of it says, call him a cock show host.
from TMZ.com. Yeah, no wonder it would say something like that.
The tape opens with a naked, dark-haired Carson masturbating by a pool, and then shows a woman with a bouffant hairdo going all Linda Lovelace. It goes on for about 5 minutes and then cuts to a 20-minute sex scene in Johnny's bedroom, and Johnny does not hold back. Oh, yeah, we're told he's hung like a horse.
Definitely take this BS, Dad.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yep, so apparently they can't sell it to a porn company, but they're trying to unload it on a private collector.
Alfred? There you go.
They say like there's a Marilyn Monroe sex tape that went to a private collector for like
with the Kennedy brothers threesome.
Yeah, probably. It went on for like a couple $1 million or some shit.
Yeah, something like that.
Expensive fucking porno.
Yeah, dude. And the guy didn't want to bring it out to the public. That's why he bought it.
Okay.
He didn't want to.
Oh, one of those weirdos.
Yeah, yeah. So you know the government basically, or one of the Kennedys that are still alive, to like, yeah, fuck that. They're the ones that fucking funnel the money in there.
Yeah.
But Johnny, let Johnny go, man.
Yeah, well,
he's the fucking king of late night. I love Johnny Carson.
There's a reason why he got married like 8 times. Apparently, there's plenty of them to go around.
I was like, oh,
especially
look
in Burbank,
Johnny.
Burbank, Johnny. It's gonna be back.
Yeah, so Johnny Carson had a big dick. Good for him. Good for him.
Like I said, him. Yeah, like if you had
Burl.
Uncle Milty.
Yeah, Uncle Milty. Apparently, had one. They say Liam Neeson.
Neeson.
Neeson? Nielsen?
Neeson.
Neeson?
Neeson. There you go.
Neeson?
He has a dick.
Well, that's Johnny Carson.
Now I'm just waiting for the Frank Sinatra one to come out. They'll be like, yeah, no shit. He probably has like 30 of them.
Dicks?
Yes. If there's a guy who got a dick transplant, I would guess it would be Frank Sinatra. I'm 90 years old. I need a new one. Make that happen. The camera to the motherfucking board. It'll happen.
I need a new Silver Fox.
Oh, and, well, here's the opposite Jameson, which this guy apparently poked holes in all his condoms trying to get his different girlfriends pregnant.
Why? What did I do? Why is it the opposite me?
He was wearing condoms.
Well, he was trying. He was
I'm
trying
like, yeah, I don't even wear them.
He was trying to get him pregnant where, you know.
Oh, where I don't wear condoms, I pull out?
Yeah,
is that what you're trying to say?
There you go.
Jesus, no one let me, so I won't wear them. So.
Apparently, apparently he's Canadian.
It's true.
Nova Scotia. Your brethren up there. You're Canadian.
Canada, eh?
You're Canadian brothers.
Fucking weirdos.
Let's see. He admitted.
Oh, they're really nice, though.
It's all about the poutine.
Let's see. He tampered with his girlfriend's condoms, resulting in a pregnancy. And now he's going to serve 18 months on sexual assault. Let's see where it's at.
This is the most boring story I've ever heard read.
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find the part where he describes what he basically, why he was fucking, yeah, why he was doing it, but my computer is fucking, won't load all the way. So, fuck
yeah.
That story.
Way to be on top of that, brother.
Whatever. How's your computer doing?
Great story.
Can you say it again? Yeah, this guy.
Oh, Canada.
We never talked about him.
No, we never talked about this. Man stabbed with master sword in domestic dispute.
Oh, yes.
If you're not familiar with what this song is in the background, you apparently never played a Zelda game.
And you suck.
This is coming from IGN.com. Let me turn the music off in the background. There we go.
There's a video of the guy, too.
Is there a video? That's awesome.
Let's see. This is from IGN.com. According to deputies of the Harris County Sheriff's Office, Eugene Thompson lives at home with his girlfriend. It said Saturday night they got into an argument. That's when his girlfriend called her estranged husband, who stopped by the house around 10 o'clock.
What a dick.
Bitches calling exes.
Upon the arrival of the maybe ex-husband, Thompson's girlfriend let the man into the house, where he began chasing Thompson around. To protect himself, Thompson wielded a still-sharp replica of the Master Sword from Zelda. The estranged husband ran directly into the blade when chasing Thompson.
Here, run into this for me.
Seriously, he fell on it 37 times. Injured, the man chasing Thompson was thrown out of the house, but the man purportedly broke through the front door and ran back into the house. Deputy said two men fought over the sword in the scuffle. The strange husband was stabbed once in the chest, once in the leg. Thompson said the man grabbed a flower pot from outside and smashed it over his head.
This is so like a Three Stooges fucking movie.
I love the fact that the guy, like the ex-husband, used a flower pot and like throws it over his head.
Yeah.
Rock
like,
video game
like
asshole.
Mario, you hear the fucking ding. All I know is I love the fact that like
literally. At least
the
other guy didn't try to eat it and like start shooting fireballs.
Fireball.
Like five people posted this on Jay's timeline and I'm like, Jay, was this you?
And I'm what like, did you do, Dick?
What did you do?
Like I said, the guy was protecting his girlfriend, not his toys.
He wasn't protecting his girlfriend.
Well, he's protecting
his girlfriend. His girlfriend was a bitch. He's just like, yo, I'm going to call my ex-husband after you now, fucking nerd.
First of all, if you're answering phone calls or text messages from your ex-wife, ex-girlfriend to come protect her, you're stupid to begin with. Because it sounds like a trap right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I love that they said it like, the guy was like, I don't know if he didn't think it was sharp or something, but he just ran right into it. Like, I'm like, that's what I'm going to use if I ever stab anybody. You ran into the knife. Sorry. Oops.
You're like, whoops. That thing looks sharp. Let me jump on it.
Oh, man. I wish I had, like, you know, like, home intruders come into my house. I want them to. You know, I'll be chasing them fucking American Psycho style.
Nice.
With my fucking gun and my fucking hatchet. You know?
Just bring them down to the basement with the Furby.
Yeah.
Feed them to the Furby.
Just blood everywhere.
Look like ketchup bottles.
I would.
Albert's got like the Russian interrogation room downstairs with the Furby. It's got the tank full of water with the feed and the sponges and the electricity.
And the car battery with fucking jumper cables.
So you're gonna rob my shit, huh?
Who are you working for?
I was like, no one, I just wanted a fix.
Who are you working for?
I need heroin. I said, who are you working for?
This fucking crazy 2-year-old in fucking Jersey.
Look at the Furby.
Nigga said he'd fuck me up.
Look at that Furby. Does it look like I'm going to fuck around in this? I'm serious.
Furby's like, Eba, no.
You ask him if I'm fucking around. He'll tell you.
What the fuck?
Fucking what one eye opens.
Then Alfred's got the electrified fucking Master Sword.
Is it safe? It's like, what? Is it safe? What are you talking about, man? Is it safe?
That's when you start quoting movies.
Is it safe? I would behead him. I would try to shoot him down and then behead my home intruder. So I would have like fucked up stories like at 12 o'clock news would come to my house like home intruder invades man's house.
They do all kinds of stuff.
Beheaded.
You know what you need to do? You need to get like spike poles and
they have a black cherry.
Fucking pike the head on top of the freaking right in your front lawn.
I'm like, fucking the Cannibal Holocaust.
They have the original apple. They have the pear. They have
a
black cherry.
We would try to force his way into my house.
Would you like some jerky?
They had another one, too. We did a whole tasting with that. It was fucking awesome.
Like,
you need to put the lotions on its skin.
Yeah.
Kind of beheaded them and went kind of crazy. I don't know.
They ran into my sword and their head popped off. I don't know what happened.
And legs and arms.
I fell down the stairs and my shoes fell off.
Oh, Uncle Freddy's dead. But yes, that guy. Did you see the video of him yet?
No, there was no video on that link.
Does the guy look as nerdy as I'm picturing?
Yes.
This guy? Okay.
Fucking long hair, glasses. He has a fucking.
There's a video.
Dash. Yeah.
Can you play the audio?
Has a video.
I hope
it wasn't
like,
on the site I had.
I hope he sounds like the comic book guy.
I just want to hear his
best sword ever.
Just want to hear his recap of the story. Well, she called her ex-husband, and I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I grabbed my sword.
Yeah. just asked him, like, why do you have the sword? He's like, well, I just, you know, I collect.
I'm a records. Collector.
Yeah. That's what he said. He's a collector. And he goes to, like, Comic-Con.
Yeah, here's the other one. This is, I think, the story of the version that Bill posted.
Well, I collect my swords.
So he brings to Comic-Con. He does fucking, like, you know, dresses up and shit.
And brings real swords.
It is a real sword. It ain't sharp or anything. Yeah. I mean,
it's well, a adult sword.
I thought it said well, still sharp sword. I thought it said.
No, he sharpened it, he said.
Yeah, oh, my God. This guy is completely.
Does he? He looks like what we're picturing.
Yes. He's even got a Harry Potter, like, fucking lightning bolt on his head.
Yeah.
They started fighting over.
Here's
a
the
woman,
new story from
one of them
QuickToHouston.com.
A sword. Local 2's Gianna Kassir has been following this story for us this morning, joining us live where it happened at home on Willow Canyon. Gianna, good morning once again. You spoke exclusively to one of the people involved in this fight. Is that right?
That's right. Eugene Thompson says that he's still very shaken up when we spoke to him, but he says that he grabbed that sword in an attempt to protect himself.
Swords and flower pots. It sounds nuts.
Look at the Harry Potter.
Oh my God, he does.
A bizarre story overnight in Katy. One man says he had to grab a sword in a duel with his girlfriend's estranged husband.
I challenged him to a duel when he showed up at the door.
I do anime conventions and stuff. Just
no
like
shit.
So I got it because it's a.
Because it's cool! Because it's fucking cool!
So happens to be pointed and bladed.
According
it's
to
it's a sword, so it might be pointed and bladed.
Thompson says
I want to see the girlfriend.
They don't even show the girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I want to see what they're fighting over here. What prize is
it? She's either ridiculously hot or just hideous.
Meth
he says he ran to the back bedroom and yelled.
What does the ex-husband look like? That's what I want to know.
Get out of my house!
I could tell you what she looks like by seeing him and the ex-husband.
Picture the ex-husband be like a Texas biker.
Jumped in the closet and I grabbed.
Like you left. This is who you go to after me.
Replica swords.
The best is they just said it. He ran into the back bedroom and jumped into the closet.
I know. If he was a Texas biker, he'd have like a machete or a fucking gun on him, not a flower pot.
Yeah, but you go to fight a nerd. You think you need him?
I don't know if he thought it was a toy.
I mean, you never know. He might be packing a Zelda sword.
Now they
know.
He says the man wasn't giving up and busted through the front door and ran back into the house.
Shoddy work at the front door.
Over the sword, and in the scuffle, the estranged husband was stabbed once in the chest and once in the leg.
Oh, man.
Thompson says the man grabbed a flower pot from outside and smashed it over his head. Deputies arrived and took the estranged husband to Herman Hospital in serious condition. Thompson was transported to Memorial Herman Westside to get the gash in his head stitched up.
Oh, is that how we got the Harry Potter scar?
The woman who lives here at the
home
was not injured in that fight. Reporting live in KD, I'm Gianna Kassir.
But she is a bitch.
She's a bitch. I mean, she. Who, if you're fighting with a guy, and then you call your ex-husband to come down, come on. You know what I mean? What kind of girl are you? Because now you're going to get this nerd rage with a fucking Zelda sword, and now you got flower pots involved.
You got two nerd rage.
Oh, sorry.
That's all I wanted the fight to end with.
That happened after he got smashed in the head with a flower pot. He jumped in the air, kicked his legs forward.
That or he started spitting fire. You gave me the flower, you idiot.
Nerds.
Yes.
I wonder what would happen with James.
This is why Alfred gets to cut lines at Comic-Con, because they would stop him.
Fuck you up. Avoid the kid with the master sword. Stay away from the master sword from now.
That's Alfred's new line cutting technique. He's just gonna walk in for the line. I got a master sword. Get the fuck out of the way.
Fuck you up, motherfucker.
One problem is that the other guy's a flower pot. Then we have a fight.
Oh shit! It's gonna go down then. Actually, there was a story about another the Link shield. Someone fucking brought it to a party and like sliced off the tip of a guy's nose with it. And they didn't know what was real blood on the shield and what was like splattered on paint. But apparently, if you cosplay as Link, you're gonna fuck someone up with your toys.
Halloween 2014, here we come.
Fucking elves don't take shit from nobody. Fucking ridiculous. Play another song.
You have time?
Why not?
Sounds good to me.
Alright. I wasn't ready, sorry.
Are you looking up prices on Master Swords?
Yep. How'd you know?
Just lucky guess.
About 300, I would say.
No, SJ. He's probably got three.
He does have it.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I know he's got two sort of omens.
Hold on, it's on Amazon, so let's see. $42.
That
is that it?
That can't be.
Originally 120, so it might.
Oh, it's on sale?
Yeah.
they're having a fire sale because people get stabbed.
They'll buy like five.
Is that the Master Sword?
Yep.
Are we ready?
Oh, yeah, it's not even a cool sword.
No,
you know
it's pretty lame.
It's got wings.
It does have wings.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're good.
Yeah, okay. She's swaying for.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
Now I'm ready. So we're going to.
Bye, Chris.
Bye, Chrissy.
We're going to play a song by Polar Bear Club off of Rise Records. This is Living Saints off of the album Chasing Hamburg. That was Polar Bear Club with Living Saints off of Chasing Hamburg from Rise Records.
Speaking of rising.
I got a boner.
Yep. George Cornyn.
Trying to hide it.
Sending unsolicited dick pics is legal. This is coming from a horribly named website named BroBible.com.
The Bro Bible.
I don't know if it's illegal.
George Cornyn has determined that a man accused of sending an unsolicited dick pic to a woman did not violate state law by doing so. Because he's got three names here, like he's a fucking serial killer. Charles Lee Warren was arrested after sending a picture of his penis to his woman, and faced up to 3 years in prison. But the case was dismissed because Georgia obscenity laws don't specifically deal with texting, because they were written before the advent of cell phones, and it's Georgia.
It's Georgia. They had cell phones. Good for them. They're right about Florida, you know, and you know that's our favorite state.
Basically.
So.
Long story short here, it's because he did not send anything through the mail, he did not violate what the current law is.
So electronic mail doesn't count.
Yep, I guess it probably does now.
Well, there was a thing where a teacher and her 15-year-old student were sexting, and they said that there's nothing unconstitutional or illegal about it, so continue on. So that 15-year-old's got fucking naked pictures of his fucking teacher.
Is she hot?
I hate school. I hate my high school now.
Yeah. My school
sucked. I don't think I wouldn't see any of my teachers naked anyway.
I had like three.
Yeah, there was this fucking.
I had like three super hot fucking young teachers. I had a typing / computer teacher. I can't remember any of their names. I had a criminal justice. She was fucking sexy. She was like a social studies / criminal justice teacher. and then like one art teacher that was smoking hot.
I had one in junior high where I spat at the teacher was hot. And that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was this teacher that started my senior year. She had to have been like 4 years older than
that. Oh, there was a special ed one too. She wasn't my teacher, but I used to.
I like how you covered that before anyone else.
I mean, everybody that listens to the show obviously knows I need a speech therapist because I fucking stutter like a fucking moron. But I'm not that retarded.
Well, good to know.
Yeah, just a heads up.
I'm not reading any more of the story because it's written by a fucking frat boy the way it ends.
So, dude, the bro.
Hey,
Bible.
Bro.
Yeah, bro. Bible. Yo, what's up, bros?
We should do a bro Bible what's story up, of the week.
Bro Bible story of the week. Yo, brother Tony over there got off the fucking rape charge because the girl didn't say no. She's not DTF, better GTO. Fucker. I can only imagine what the other stories on that website is.
She can't answer. It doesn't mean no.
And we did get to cover the story of the year so far. The Funnier Die prank that had every kid in the 80s pissed off.
No way. Like,
the hoverboard bullshit?
I don't know how people believe that was real.
If you believe that real, you're a fucking idiot.
I'm like, the future is now!
Yeah, not really.
I do, however, like the fact that they made that video to make funds to actually do more research and development for it, which is interesting.
But if they
fine
make,
by me.
They make hoverboards. Yeah. You really think they're going to make fuck? I mean, if they have the hover technology, you really think they're going to make us?
They have hover technology. They've had hover technology forever. We were talking about the black box. Yeah. That's probably what the fucking hover technology is. Yeah. Your cousin or whoever was working on that
shit. The government shit.
They can't even find
the
fucking
plane. We have Harrier jets, right?
They know where that plane is.
You know, I know.
They could literally make something like that in a,
Yeah, they have fucking.
I mean, granted, the hoverboard will be about a ton.
They have the fucking hover boats and shit. You know the.
Yeah, but they're not really hovering in the air. They're
this they are.
They're protecting up the water. And
but they do it over land also. They hover over the land, but it's that much off of the land?
Yeah, they're like huge ass fans and shit.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying.
But you can harness it into a smaller.
But do you think if they had the technology, they're really going to make skateboards for us?
They fucking better.
They're so not going to waste it on skateboards.
No way. We'll never have flying cars. We'll never have hoverboards.
We will totally have flying cars.
No way. We can hardly drive cars as it is now.
We will have power laces, though. Fuck you guys. Can't wait.
Yeah, the flying cars will be the worst thing ever.
It'll be so good.
People
definitely
can't drive for shit
a crash
on the
in air.
Definitely not going
to. It's going to be awesome.
Go not even flying.
Death from above. There's no way we're going to have that shit.
I don't know.
I mean, we could definitely make a flying car. It's not like we can't.
Yeah. You know? The better chance, we shouldn't.
You know?
That's what Alfred legitimately starts driving on walls.
they're just going to keep making these like smart cars that are fucking smaller and smaller, so it's like you fucking can't hit into each other because it's like, oh shit, there's somebody. Oh, I'm out of the way.
I still
don't
understand why they don't just make production size bumper cars.
I got cut off the other
That'd be great.
Those, what's the Honda one?
Get the fuck out of my way.
What's the Honda electric one? The Insight, yeah.
The Leaf?
I don't even know. Whatever the hell
it
was.
No, Nissan Leaf.
That guy just put across three lanes without looking. I was like, I would have killed you. I'm not even a big SUV. If it was your fucking truck, there'd be no remains of
it. He would have driven over it.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
Fucking speed bump potholes. It's fucking like, salt in the roads.
It's like, dude, you're driving not even like a car smaller than a go-kart. You should probably look where you're going.
I don't know. Might have been fucking Mario Kart style and throw Master Sword at you or some shit. Fuck with them.
Also, a blue shell gets thrown at my car. I'm like, you serious, dude? Serious.
After that Master Sword story, I don't fucking, all of them, I don't doubt it.
We should just pick up turtles on the side of the road and paint them and just throw them at cars. If people riding your ass, you just throw a fucking turtle behind you.
Did you see that guy in, I think it's Italy? He's got a full-size go-kart. He dresses as a Mario. He drives into traffic and throws, bananas and shit at my car.
oil slicks and shit.
Yeah, he tries to get him to fucking, drive over the bananas and shit. he drives to a fucking airport in Italy. I'm like, that right there, you'd be on a watch list here and locked up somewhere, never to be seen again.
Oh, man.
What are you looking at?
I'm trying to find that bit with Lionel drunk.
Oh, you still.
But, about...
Thundercat bloopers. That's all you got to find.
Yeah, I'll look it up. About 2 weeks ago, Jay and I, Jay the bartender, went to Mike Carbo's Comic-Con here in New York City, and we met the voice actor of Lionel.
Nice.
And so you know, we took a picture of them. Like, oh, let me see if he can do us.
Did you guys say dirty things into your phone?
He did a little thing. Let me see if I can get here. I'll put this lower here because I didn't do any sound check on my laptop here.
You should be good.
Sword of Omen, come to my hand. I, Lion-O, commend it. Hi, this is Larry Kenny, the voice of Lion-O on the original Thundercats series, and you're listening to the Elvis and Alfred Show. Thundercats.
Oh! Yeah.
It's awesome.
Nice. So that's our bumper from him. I was going to try to get Dante to do it, too, but...
Nice.
He would have done it.
Not I don't know, man. It was $25.
Not even supposed to be here today.
Yeah. And it would have been great today, because it's Wednesday, and we're not supposed to be here today.
Well, I mean, we're hugely here anyway, so...
Well, recording.
Yeah, well, we're not going to do Wednesdays anymore. Just kidding.
No, you're not.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, what is the Thundercats?
Thundercats bloopers.
Because we were talking about that. Like, there's this whole entire. It was on Howard Stern, right? They played it.
They played it there a couple times. Yeah. It was. It's been all over the internet for a couple years now. I mean, I think I downloaded it originally off of Kazaa. So
it's like 9 years ago.
That long? Is that long? No, yeah. It feels longer than that. I don't know.
Is it this one?
I live on the internet, so.
There's like four of them. Let's see if this is the one. See those fucking ads here.
Nope. Uh-huh. Did we ever find out about our new sponsors?
Nope.
Cool.
As far as we know, we still have that e-cigarette in Best Buy.
But we don't know for what.
This is it.
Thunder! 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 Thundercats! What you
want? You've got to snap out of it, Lion-O! Call the Thundercats before!
Shut up, you fuck.
And keep your foot off that blasted Sommel flange.
What the fuck is a Sommel flange?
I have to do that again.
Oh, Lion-O!
What's the matter, son?
I called.
Motherfucker!
Shut the fuck up!
Run out the fucking plank, boys!
Come here, motherfucker.
I want to see your tits slide here.
Yeah, but yeah, we talked about it. Like, he's like, yeah, it was a bad day for me. But I was like, it's shit's hilarious, man. It's like, yeah, maybe just get drunk and do fucking Thundercats. He's like, I don't even know what the fuck a Flandering Omen Thunder Shield. What the hell are we talking about now?
Holy shit.
What do you got?
I just got a new, a quick news update. Ex-Newfound Glory guitarist Steve Klein responds to sex crime allegations.
What did you do to him, Jameson? What did you do to him?
Dude!
He raped you, didn't he?
No. A statement from Klein's lawyer sheds light on the incident relating to his recent dismissal from Florida punk band.
Ooh, that's why, huh?
Was he LARPing?
I don't know. Let me read the story. You guys talk about something else, and I'll get back to
it. Background.
Rape me!
Oh, they're eating that Filipino undeveloped egg. It's called balut.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's awesome.
And it looks so fun.
Oh, James just got all excited over that, too.
Yeah, because I want to try it. He was telling me about it. Of course, I missed it.
And I'll rape your chest with my tongue. If you 13, then I'll show you my penis. Take you backstage, close your eyes, and open your mouth. It's my dick. Yeah, we're Newfound Glory. How many of you were born in 1994? All right, move to the right.
How were you born in the 80s? Get the fuck out.
Who's born in 1999?
I think Jameson's ready now.
All right, it says... In the matter of this is his lawyer speaking. It says, in the matter of Steve Klein, since the case has now been brought to issue by media, I am permitted to make a few statements.
All right.
To that effect, I offer you the following indisputable facts about the accusations. Steve Klein is not accused of having any lewd actual physical contact with any minor.
Oh, okay.
Number two. All charges against Steve are derived solely from online consensual video chats between Steve and some female strangers he met on an adult website. Steve believed the females were over the age of 18.
Oh, no.
Three, the females alleged to be minors in this case are not known females. This means that no one, not the prosecution, not the police, and not the defense, actually know who the females are. No one knows their true age.
It's like Hanson shit, man.
Four, the possession of child pornography charge is based solely on Steve allegedly possessing the video chats with the female strangers from the adult website.
Ah, so they're asking to do some Snapchat.
Five.
Shit.
The other party involved. So. James Michael.
Don't give out my government.
So,
this is all I'm permitted to disclose at this time. Well, Chat Roulette isn't an adult site.
No, but then again, yeah. Like.
Where Alvin chose his penis to advertise our show.
They could say, yeah, you know, it's like, are you over the age of 13? Yes or no? It's like, click. You know what I mean? So, like, how do you really...
This is all I am permitted to disclose at this time, but I can tell you from many, many years of experience in the specialty area of criminal defense, I wholeheartedly believe that Steve Klein is innocent of all these charges. Steve is devastated by these accusations. He has lost his band, his livelihood, and his ex-wife continues to push for full custody of the children, using the case as her pawn while he literally fights for his life.
Sucks. So he basically went on to like Chat Roulette or Meagle or some shit, right?
I'm trying to find
he got catfished hardcore.
The website.
Totally.
Goddamn little bitches.
Yeah, man.
The exact charges are as follows. Two counts of lewd conduct with a minor under 14. Three counts of lewd conduct with a minor 14 or 15. One count of intent to commit lewd acts with a minor. One count of possession of child pornography.
Dude, he was stroking it too in front
of him. Definitely.
What's that? That's what Chat Roulette was about.
If Klein is convicted on all counts, he could face 27 years in prison.
Holy
shit.
Any of that.
27 years?
Him and Timbaland Bass can fucking share a cell together.
Jesus Christ.
You better have money for lawyers, man, because, you know, if anything, he's going to get fined in, like, at least 5 years.
Yeah, it's nuts.
You know?
Well, if these girls are on an adult website.
Yeah, it's like kinda, it's the same defense has statutory rape victims have had. Like, not victims, the guys accused of it at clubs.
Yeah,
but I mean, she had an ID that says she was 18. How am I supposed to know?
But exactly. If you're on an adult website, you got to be 18 to sign up for it. You have to have a credit card and whatever else. Like, this is why.
But not like Chat Roulette or anything. I can go in it right now.
No, that's Chat Roulette. He said an adult themed.
Like Adult, you know, Friend Finder or...
yeah, something like that. Or fucking...
Or Adam and Eve. No, that's our sponsor.
Speaking of...
AdamandEve.com.
where legally, you can actually do some lewd acts legally with other consenting adults.
Legally with toys that you could buy from.
Legally from AdamandEve.com.
To use on legal age individuals.
Age appropriate. Adults.
And if you don't know what legal is, go to your state's website and find out what the age of consent is in your state. In New York, it's 17.
That's right. So AdamandEve.com, maybe.
Deal 48.
Because
it's well over 18.
So there you go.
That should be their new their new commercial for All More Like Radio.
Legally. Do not show your penises in the comments or replies.
All penis pictures should be sent to Jameson@ElvisAndAlfredShow.com.
With a disclosure saying
with
that you are 18 years old.
With a picture
older.
Of your ID next to your penis.
Please do that.
Sorry, I'm trying to set up a punk show. What are you guys saying about me besides
don't
being
worry,
a...
Dude, sent to your email address. Don't worry, it's a good kind.
All right, JMO cures cancer.
And just make sure you're under 16. I mean...
Zoinks.
Zoinks. If you get send to under 16, send to a friend here at the Halfpenny.
RexisPrime@yahoo.com.
Right, that's not who I was talking about.
I know.
Shit.
We Jeff. Big James.
We bury everyone.
He's so screwed, that guy, man.
That just sucks because it's like...
I was really hoping. It was like it was out in Huntington Village.
No, because I took the girl. he didn't even leave with her.
He's like, too old.
Oh, boy.
That sucks.
You want to play another song?
Again?
Yeah, we're going to try to get three of this hour.
Oh, shit, son. I didn't know. Yeah, we'll do another one. We'll do another little flashback here, I guess.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. We'll do, if I can get to it. Fuck.
I know the banjo. You can just tell me to play it.
You can go fuck yourself.
And this is going to be...
This would be the only thing Alfred has to edit out right now.
Yeah, basically.
I'm probably not even going to. It's really like 11:30 now.
A little fucking dead air.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. You're getting some dead air here, more like radio.
Well, come to the Halfpenny Pub this weekend at St. Noel, 220 North Main Street for all St. Patrick's Day shenanigans.
Oh, fuck you and your
starting at 12 noon after the parade here. We're going to have a live band, food cart, well, food truck.
Me DJing, yeah. Alfred yelling at people picking horrible songs.
Yep. I'll be here most
Jameson's
of the day.
Balls.
Definitely my balls.
And as much shipping up the Boston as you can handle.
Yes, that's our next song.
The Chipmunks version.
For Jameson.
All right.
You should download every version but the real one.
I should.
So we're going to go with the fucking old school fucking Movie Life song. How about that?
Yay.
Movie Life.
We'll do Off a 40-Hour Train Back to Penn. We'll do Jamestown.
Yay. My favorite song.
That was a Movie Life with Jamestown off a 40-hour train back to Penn. What was that? Like fucking
10, 11 years ago, 12 years ago?
Yeah, 12 years ago or so. 2001, 2002, something like that.
I want to say actually might be 9 years ago still.
Really?
It's right around the 10-year mark, though, because I had gotten the previous album's 10-year anniversary vinyl release 2 years ago, I think. And okay. They had a lot of time between albums. But now speaking of something completely different, Arkansas judge says, you all want to hear this, sluts are just whores in training. And other stuff.
Ah, true.
This is from Gawker.com. Mike Maggio is a judge in Arkansas. I don't know how there's someone in Arkansas with like an Italian sounding name.
Ayo.
My cousin
Vinny.
The sluts, you know.
The two youths were sluts.
That's what happened. He just put really like fake Brooklyn Italian on them. It's like they're all fucking whores. Come on, the whores give sluts. Come on. Come on over
the
here.
Balls on her.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The balls on her? What?
You know you're just a whore.
You fucking whore. There we go. Mike Maggio is a judge in Arkansas. He's also a big LSU fan. He's also the commenter Go Judge on an LSU fan site. And he posts some peach comments there about sluts, gays, minorities, rodeo sex fantasies. And this one time he presided over Shalini Steron's son's adoption.
Interesting.
Yes.
I wonder if I fought him in that fucking LSU brawl I got into in Georgia.
Maggio was first added by a political blogger on his Blue Hog report site. The report has an epic, Odyssey-like epic counting the myriad ways in which Maggio's ID spills out on the keyboard. And there's no link to it. Here we go. There's actually no link. Let's see. Someone asked about Charlize Theron adopt a baby today. I don't know if you heard, but blah, blah, blah. Did she get herself a black baby? Someone asked, and he wrote, yep. He intones on divorce settlements and golden vaginas. What is it about divorce that makes a perfectly grown man sane? I don't understand that. I feel after presiding on over 6,000 divorces, it really comes down to a man his basic needs. Feed me and fuck me. Whichever woman doesn't provide, he will find. Most women want security, both financial and emotional. So really, the basic problem is both want slash need different basic things. In the beginning, both are willing to accommodate the other. But many times, for whatever reason, little by little, they stop. Then problems set in, impossible divorce.
Guy's a gem.
Then, as many have said, the emotions take over.
See what happens when you give the internet to the south?
Whatever, blah, 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 blah. It views the breakup as a partnership slash business deal. The woman views it as a rejection of her and her golden vajayjay. Of course, the short version is woman be crazy.
Bitches be crazy.
I mean, I'm not saying he's entirely wrong, but I'm not saying.
But then he tackles the slut slash whore taxonomy. RE slut versus whore.
What about sodomy?
Dichotomy?
Yeah.
Sluts are just whores in training. That's all he wrote on that. That's not that funny. And then he defines rodeo sex. R.E. Off-topic advice, i.e., should I tap that? Update, page 7. Rodeo sex. Bend her over. Slide it in from behind. Put your arm under and around her neck. Lean forward and whisper in her ear. This is just how your sister liked it.
Yeah, hold on.
They try to hold on for 8 seconds. He thinks ladies should stay with shitbags. Ari, why a European wife is hot? Yeah, good try to figure out what that means. I see it every day. What makes emotional decisions to divorce?
It's like a Bill Reese story.
Yeah. That's skipping that part now. The woman slaps thing.
All right, so moving on.
This guy.
I like the, has anyone here dated an Indian chick? His reply was TP or hotel?
Just dot or feather, man.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. We're not from the south. This might just be how they talk.
Oh, okay.
The casino kind or the 7-Eleven kind?
So did you guys see about this Bowery Salvation Army becoming the new Ace Hotel?
Yeah,
you're fucking up the whole Bowery.
Dude, I don't understand.
That's not the Bowery anymore.
Well, no.
They have to change the name.
Well, they changed the name.
Is that the Bowery anymore?
They changed it to, what's his face? Wasn't Joey Ramone Boulevard? Isn't that what
well,
they...
Bowery was a section, too.
No, but I'm saying the
it.
Bowery...
That's only right in front of CB's.
Yeah, but isn't that fucking Bowery?
Yeah, I think it's off the Bowery.
I think that's actually Bowery.
Google
Bowery
Maps.
Boulevard.
It's that general vicinity.
Yeah.
But they're fucking... There's no... Nothing down there anymore. Nothing... Yeah. It's all crap. It's Whole Foods and the fucking Best Buys and...
Hey, don't wait for the sponsors.
Well, get the fuck out of the Bowery. That sucks, man. They're closing that other record store too, right?
Max Sound City.
Yeah. Fucking A. Everything.
Yeah, it's right off the Bowery. It's East 2nd Street.
Yeah,
it's Joey Ramone Place.
It's not even the official name either. Oops, I can't spell.
So they're fucking turning it into a hotel.
The Salvation Army Chinatown shelter has sold out for $30 million.
Holy shit.
And is moving to Brooklyn. And its place will be a hip Ace Hotel. So they're throwing the homeless out. It was used as a soup kitchen also for the it was Chinatown Community Center. It's a 55,000 square foot shelter, which also has the soup kitchen. $30 million. They're putting a hotel in its place.
Well, Texas, you're welcome. We send you more homeless people.
Yeah. $30 million? Are you kidding me? Holy shit.
That's a lot of soup.
The developers will keep the building structure and do a gut renovation. I'm like, I hope they better fucking gut that place. The fucking lice.
It's not another Starbucks.
Oh, there'll be a Starbucks in there.
Hey, there'll be
the soup kitchen will now be a Starbucks.
Well, John Vivardos is fucking CBGB, so what other designer is going to move into the bottom of it?
Ugh. I don't know. I know a quick way they get rid of that building, though.
Be like Michael Kors.
Then you have the state fucking clean it up for you. It's pretty fucking good. Good trick.
What else? We have so many fucking stories to go through.
Yeah, I'm not sucking through them right now. Connor Pierce, we got that guy.
Oh, it's the toilet baby.
Ew. Another toilet baby for
us? Yeah.
No, this is a toilet baby that grew up.
Yeah, it's an updated one.
Oh, really?
Oh, the one that we said? The one that was, she's trying to find her mom now?
Oh, no, this is like, what? Wait, yeah, I saw that like in Pennsylvania or whatever.
Yeah, something that's like the one we had. That's probably, was that the grossest story that I remembered? Like,
no, this girl's like 17 years old, I would say.
It was like
I can't even pull it up, though.
An Upper Decker, too, right? That the baby?
On my phone.
Something like that. My computer died. I can't pull up any specifics.
I'll pull it up as a video, so we didn't talk about it.
Oh, gross. This shit grosses me out, man.
Toilet babies?
Yeah.
They should at least turn them into bathroom attendants.
Oh, no, I can't. I don't even want to open it.
All right, well, that story's not here anymore, so it doesn't really matter anyway.
Oh, that's why I can pull it up.
Because a story I popped up, it said it was middle school kids bring coach to tears. We don't give a shit.
All right.
Whatever. Tell a baby's looking for mom.
Yep.
Write her back.
Maybe it was a fake story.
Don't know. No, because I saw it on another news channel, too.
The news doesn't do fact check.
Well, yeah, I know. But
we do slightly more fact checking than like CNN does.
We're more thorough, that's for sure.
Yeah, we actually like Google something real quick. It's not that hard to fact check in this day and age.
So what else we got on there? I mean, there's literally fucking stories upon stories that we haven't gotten to.
Did we talk about that black guy, zombie or Jesus? We talked about him, right?
No. I don't think we did.
This is coming from ebcnews.go.com, where a Mississippi man woke up in a body bag as a funeral home workers prepared to embalm him.
That's like my biggest fear.
Walter Williams, 78, of Lexington, Mississippi, appeared to have died at his home Wednesday night. The coroner came to his house and pronounced him dead at 9 p.m. I stood there and watched them put him in a body bag and zipped it up. Williams' nephew, Eddie Hester, told WAPT. Williams was taken to Porter and Son's funeral home. They were getting ready to embalm him, and that's when he started kicking inside the bag. Jesus Christ. He was not dead, long story short, funeral home's manager Byron Porter told WAPT. He said this was the first time he had ever seen anything like it. My cousin called me and said, "Not yet." And I said, "What do you mean, not yet?" He said, "Daddy's still here." <That's what he said. laughs> Williams was rushed to a nearby hospital. Holmes County Coroner Dexter Howard said it was possible that Williams' pacemaker shut down and then started up again.
So creepy.
It was a miraculous moment, said Howard.
Where was this?
Mississippi.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Daylight savings. You're supposed to
Daddy's still here.
Supposed to change your batteries in your smoke detectors and pacemakers, apparently.
They poked him three times with a stick like, "That boy be dead."
I tell you, dude. All right.
They hold the beer up to the nose. Nah, they ain't nothing.
Nah, that boy dead.
He dead. He dead good.
I told you he dead.
No, he not dead. He kicking. Look at him. Daddy's still here.
Oh, they have a video, too. There's a video on there.
Oh, gross.
We got a video interview of...
about dead.
Black baby
Jesus. Yeah, all the way up at the top.
Black zombie Jesus, in his own words.
No, I don't have it.
You don't have the video? Hold on a second. Let me pop it in. Let's see what we got here.
I'm alive, I said, motherfucker. I'm alive.
You killing?
Commercial.
Yeah.
Yep, Daddy, you dead?
A Mississippi family is rejoicing after the apparently what they're calling a death and seemingly resurrection of a loved one.
It's an incredible story. 78-year-old Walter Williams pronounced dead by a coroner Wednesday night. They put him in a plastic bag, zipped him up, and took him away in a hearse. 2 hours later, Williams' grieving relatives got a phone call from the funeral home. He was clearly
saying,
alive.
Daddy not
he started
dead.
Kicking the bag to get out.
I don't know how much longer he going to grace us and bless us with his presence. But hallelujah, we thank him right now.
Oh, Lord, and pick a better cop.
Funeral director said he's never seen anything like it. Even the coroner is calling it a miracle. Can you imagine being the coroner who's going, what the heck's going on with that bag over there?
No, how scary but incredible for this family. And they say that he's doing just fine
they
now.
They say he's full of energy.
Oh, good.
Glory be a
he had a really good fucking sleep.
Should he be like conserving some of that energy there and fucking
not die?
Yeah.
Lordy.
I think it's probably time to get Grandpa a new pacemaker for Christmas.
Oh God.
How about fucking Rob Zombie teaming up with this guy to do the Charles?
Oh yeah, Brett Easton Ellis. That's right, the author of American Psycho.
Yeah, Charles Manson television show.
Oh man, that's gonna be so.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
So the minds that independently came up with American Psycho's American Psycho, Patrick Bateman, and a song that samples Marilyn Manson. Samples Manson family member Patricia Krenwinkel.
Yeah.
Telling Diane Sawyer, I'm already dead, are teaming up for a limited TV series on Fox about Manson family killings.
Oh, that's going to be so good. Oh, man.
I'm surprised they haven't done that already.
Yeah, right? They've done a bunch of, like, made-for-TV movies about it. They've done... Yeah, you know, books, all kinds
like
of shit.
Ones, it's like it wrote itself.
Yeah,
I guess that's too creative for Hollywood.
Well, also,
it's not a remake.
I also think it has to do with like statute of limitations, considering the crime and the victims. You know,
you think Hollywood cares about that?
Well,
seriously,
pay the extra money.
Oh, just saying.
Surprise! Her fucking what's her face? Tate's ex-husband isn't fucking directing it. What the fuck is his name?
Polanski,
right? Yeah.
No, he can't come back in the country for it.
That's right.
They can film it in Europe.
Yeah.
You like those little girls, Polanski?
Like Newfound Glory?
Shit.
And LARPing?
Yeah, LARPing.
The werewolf?
Yes, he's dressing. He'll come back to the country just as a black werewolf.
There you go.
New Roman Polanski movie.
Sneak him back and fucking snag him back over.
No, I can't wait. It's going to actually look good.
This TV show, I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
When does that start?
I don't think it's going to air for a while. I think they just... Hold on a second.
I know he did a short with the Dum Dum Girls.
With the Bret Easton Ellis and rocker Rob Zombie are in the early stages of development for the series, according to Variety. Okay. Ellis will write the script and undisclosed additional materials while Zombie will direct. The show will revisit the people and events that played into one of the most horrific crimes in American history. In the hands of Ellis and Zombie, the story will be told from changing points of view as storylines converge around and after the murder spree that shocked the nation in the summer of 1969. Is being conceived as a multi-part series, but Variety says the final project has not yet received the green light.
Oh,
it's in development stages.
They'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
If not, it'll wind up on Netflix and be a Netflix exclusive, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It'll definitely come out eventually.
Well, what's that brought on E? Chelsea Handler.
Yes.
She's with Howard Stern, and she was saying that E sucks so bad and they're fucking terrible that she wants to go on do her talk show on Netflix.
Was it her ex-husband, the CEO of E?
Maybe
biased.
All right, well, I don't know, but she said she'd like to do it. She wants to go to Netflix, be the first talk show there, and I'm like, everyone's just fucking gonna go to Netflix now.
Just listen to this. You ever hear this before?
Yes, I have.
This is Charles Manson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I listened to like 6 or 7 songs by him. He's fucking awesome.
He's pretty fucking good, man. Unplugged 9/11/1967. Now I know it isn't proper
to insist, but my heart. I hear it in the background.
Slut her tits off, spill her blood. Pigs must die. Pigs must die.
I'm just still so amazed by this case that he never actually murdered anyone. You know, it's basically a conspiracy charge, but he was actually convicted of the murder.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you remember you see them at, like the trials with the girls going in.
Oh
there,
yeah, with the shaved heads and fucking.
Yeah, fuck, you know. I guess back then, you know, the government was like, "No, fuck this guy. We're already gonna kill the other black guy. So let's throw this guy in jail. Let's kill fucking Martin Luther King. Let's kill fucking John F. Kennedy and kill the mistress of this. Was that Marilyn Monroe? Let's kill them all." That's when the government was still doing all shady business.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't give a fuck.
Oh, because they stopped now.
Yes.
Well, no. Well, they don't make it as public like that anymore.
Yeah, well, whatever. We're winding down here, gentlemen.
You're doing that?
No.
I just wanted to throw this in because I figured you would post this at some point in time. It's a Japanese band.
Oh, yeah.
Heavy metal.
So fucking good.
Oh, yeah. Who showed me this?
Roger was showing us that on Friday night.
Oh, did he? Yeah, I posted this like a week and a half ago. I love it. It's Japanese pop mixed with death metal.
Nice. And like 16-year-old Japanese girls.
Oh, fuck it. It's amazing.
Change the leg up. Be right back.
Yeah. Oh, he's a toss. Baby metal.
There's nothing like 16-year-old fucking Asian girls in like black capes with like Norwegian Vikings running around murdering each other with axes and swords.
And the guy for Dragon Force on the guitar apparently.
Probably is.
This is how Cthulhu comes to power. They're calling him from the ocean.
Rise now, hail to God.
They got some killer dance moves too.
Oh my gosh, she's fucking an octopus. I'm only kidding. Not kidding.
Only sort of kidding.
I could watch this all day.
But we're at the end of the show now, so. Well, over this, we'll plug our shit. ElvisAndAlbert.com.
That's right. Go to our Facebook page, like us, share us. The Elvis and Albert Show. That's where you can find out all our updates.
Go to our Instagram now.
Yeah.
Elvis and Albert Show.
Elvis and Albert Show.
Follow us there as well. Follow me on Instagram at Al Takes Pictures. And
follow me on Instagram at Jameson Cures Cancer.
I'm at Elvis Cage on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever.
And Bill is Evil on Instagram and Twitter.
That's right. Make sure you stop by here this week on Sunday the 16th for our annual
Half Penny Drunk Fest.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Half Penny Shit Show.
You want to go up to the major leagues and drink, come here to the Half Penny this weekend.
And Monday, March 24th, you can find us over at Amityville Music Hall.
Yes.
Over in Amityville, obviously, on Broadway Avenue. We're going to be recording the show live from there. So then you guys will.
We have some bands.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with that. We're gonna figure that out.
We got 2 weeks.
Yep.
But that's our next venture out from the Half Penny.
We're afraid.
Haunted Hacienda is playing a show at Evenflow in Bayshore on March 29th. It's Saturday. That's basically all the shows for the rest of the month.
Is that right?
It's most important shit, I guess.
Yeah, Flak Jacket will be playing out soon.
Flak Jacket is actually doing on the 22nd. It's Saturday. They will be playing all day. I believe he said VJ was saying either 3 or 4 o'clock. They were starting over at Hoptron Boutique, so we're going to go down there and hang out there before we go over to see O.L. Moore over at Emporium.
Right. We'll put that up on
or
the
89
Facebook.
North. Yeah. So come out, hang out with us, get drunk, listen to punk rock.
All right.
And drink.
And we're going to go out on an Irish song tonight because it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. It's from Chicago. This is the Irish punk band Flatfoot 56.
Yes.
Off their 2006 album Knuckles Up. The song Brotherhood.
Right.
That was Flatfoot 56 with their song Brotherhood off their album Knuckles Up from 2006. Thanks for listening to the Almost an Album Show this week. Hope you're all getting shit-faced like we are this week. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's Day, fuckers.
Ladies.
Yep.
Yarr. Yarr.